Cambodia's grade 12 students took their final test in August 2014. Only 26% of them passed. The new Minister of Education had ordered extra security around the testing places. Students could not bring cell phones or calculators into the rooms. Teachers did not have the chance to tell students the answers to the exam questions. The government employed monitors to watch the test takers carefully. Why was last year different from earlier years? Heng Chun Naran entered office as education minister in 2014. He wants to end corruption in Cambodia's schools. He thinks that education reform is necessary for Cambodia's economic development.
So the most important factor is that the skill mismatch in Cambodia, and it becomes an obstacle to economic development, to growth, to attracting foreign direct investment. So we have, you know, investor coming in, they look for skilled labor force. We don't have enough. But at the supply side, we have many graduates that cannot find job. And this is a problem that many countries are facing, the skill mismatch.
Students who failed were permitted to take the test again in October. The government and schools tried to help these students improve their scores. The second time around, about 18% of the students passed the test. Students taking the test in 2015 know they will have to study hard in order to do well on the test. In the past, some teachers would sell the exam questions to students. Mr. Naran's new policies included better pay and training for teachers. Teachers now earn an average of 550,000 riel a year. That is about $137 in American money. In May 2015, their minimum salary will increase to 650,000 riel, or about $162. The overall budget for education will increase to $440 million. New training will help educators better teach critical thinking and problem-solving skills. There is much room for improvement in Cambodian schools. The usual primary school class has 46 students to one teacher. This is the highest student-teacher ratio outside of Africa. The Asian Development Bank, or ADB, is a new resource for Cambodia's education reform. The bank is giving $90 million to Cambodia over the next 5 years. The money will be used in part on programs to help students stay in school. It will also go toward efforts to improve the quality of education. Cambodia's education reforms need support from everyone: students, parents, government, and businesses will all need to help improve schools. Both the tests and the economy will show the results. I'm Jill Robbins.